Well, if you've already waited in line to send your Christmas cards and parcels, you know how busy post offices can be at this time of year. But the licensees helping you send the Christmas cheer say they're losing money on every transaction. Local post office owners are calling on Australia Post and the federal government to pay them fairly. Stephanie Smale has this.
There's a steady stream of lunchtime business at the Sherwood Post Office in Brisbane's west. Australia Post licensee Jan Oliver is putting on a brave face for her customers. But for her and others in her position, the lead up to this Christmas is looking grim.
We're all just mum and dad people, you know. You couldn't get anybody more ordinary than I am. The human cost is really in stress, anxiety and, you know, trying to balance all the things and keep going has been very, very hard.
Australia Post licensees say there's a range of problems with the way they're paid. For the past five or so years, online banking and bill payments have whittled down the number of customers using post offices. At the same time, internet shopping meant they were spending more and more time handling parcels, which they weren't getting paid for. After some intense lobbying, they're now getting a better rate for some parcels. But Jan Oliver argues it's still not enough to cover the extra staff needed over the busy Christmas period.
As we get busier, you know, because we like to provide a good, fast customer service here, I have to have two people on the counter at all times. And then at Christmas, we have a third person as well, even though, you know, I probably can't really afford it. You know, and so I'm paying somebody, you know, award wages, and if they're giving out X number of parcels an hour, that's, again, losing me money because I'm paying them more than I'm getting back from those parcels.
Jan Oliver says other time-consuming services like helping older Australians with their banking or other bill payments aren't covered either.
There's three banks closed down in this street recently, so we're trying to get the elderly especially to come here and do their banking because a lot of them don't drive, they don't go on the internet, so who's going to look after them if we don't? And, you know, a lot of the time they aren't sure what they're doing. We sort of have to help them through the process. If they come in, bang, 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 and know what they're doing, it's a pretty fast transaction. But with a lot of people, I would say probably three quarters of the transaction is taken up with them not knowing what they're doing or whatever, so we're helping them. So I would say probably 10 hours a week just on the banking transactions, depending on how many you do.
Angela Cramp owns two post offices in New South Wales and is the chairwoman of the Licensed Post Office Group. She points out for Australia Post licensees, Christmas is the worst time of the year.
We have a much increased customer service level in November and December. We have a lot of parcels that we need to manage and, you know, lots of parcels are addressed to mum and dad. So if you've got 10 parcels addressed to mum and dad, somebody's coming in looking for a parcel in their name, we all get a bit anxious about those sorts of things. And there's a lot of people wanting to chat at this time of year, which we don't get paid to do, but it's part of the service we do. So Christmas is stressful at the post office because it is our busiest time and our least most profitable time.
Australia Post is currently reviewing the payment system for licensees. That's due to wrap up by next month. In a statement, a spokeswoman says the licensees are a critical part of the workforce. She points out changes have already been made, including increasing payments for banking services by up to 50%. Angela Cramp is hopeful the negotiations will deliver a better deal for licensees and points out she has more faith in the new CEO, Christine Holgate. But she says the payment for their work helping the community is crucial.
There is no money in helping vulnerable people in our community to survive. The Australian government subsidises pharmacies to be in the field and make sure that people get their pills and their drugs and their medication. The subsidy is provided to the pharmacy to stay there and be there. Why is the post office also not subsidised to make sure that they are in every community and that they can assist the community to be successful.
Australia Post has recently reached a $66 million agreement with three of the big banks, Commonwealth, Westpac and NAB, to guarantee banking services will be provided at post offices for the next few years. The organisation has indicated it wants to control that money centrally to make the improvements needed to provide a safe banking service. Jan Oliver argues Australia Post should hand out that cash now to help her and others stay open.
They need to give us something to tide us over. They've got the millions from the banks re-signing with them. I think they should distribute some of that to us now, straight away, just bang, give us all some money to tide us over, let us help us pay for our Christmas stock, keep us going until they've decided what they're going to do with our payments, because for every single post office, you know, it's not just the people that run the post office, it's the families missing out on family holidays together, missing out on just all the normal things of life because we just can't afford it anymore. I mean, my husband and I used to have a really good lifestyle, money in the bank, going on holidays, all that sort of thing, and that's just all lost now, and we just feel like we're marking time, biding time and wasting our lives, basically. We need money now.
That is Australia Post licensee Jan Oliver ending Stephanie Smale's report. And in a statement, a spokesperson for the Minister for Communications, Mitch Fifield, told RN Breakfast that local post office payments are set by Australia Post, which operates at arm's length from government, and payments to licensees have increased by more than 30% since 2015.